I'll tell you, I'm concerned here. I mean, there's some. I like Smith's throwing talent. I agree with Coach and what he said there and what LT said. Nassib's got a strong arm. Barkley understands the pro game and has great vision out there. So you see those things. Wilson a year ago showed some promise. I keep thinking in the back of my mind two things. I spent an entire day looking at these guys, okay? Every time I put a new game, I said to myself, Alex Smith makes a lot more money every time I keep looking at one of these college quarterbacks. That's number one. Number two, is this example of subconsciously we are putting people up the board that are there because teams need them, and 3 years from now we're sitting there saying, you know what, I'm not sure what we have with this thing. I'll give you 1.5, and I don't know who the 1.5 are.
Well, Charlie, I don't disagree with you. This is a very intriguing class. I see guys that are maybe 3 years from now, possibly 3 to 4 starters. I don't see anybody that can come in and do it all right now. These are all developmental quarterbacks at best. The guy who intrigues me a little bit that Coach Belichick just talked a little bit about is Ryan Nassib from Syracuse. This is a guy who was only recruited really and offered by one Division I school at Syracuse. He went to Syracuse. This is a guy who has constantly worked throughout his whole career. He's a really smart guy. And I know, Coach, you're concerned about a guy who's just seen as a smart quarterback. But the other thing that this guy has done, he has had 9 fourth quarter comebacks in his career that Syracuse won. He's a gritty, tough, smart player who's played in a no-huddle offense, and I think he's got nothing but upside right now.
You know, guys, I see a little bit better. I think long-term we could see up to 5 quarterbacks be stars out of this draft class. Won't happen overnight. I think patience is going to be important. You know, you see guys like Tony Romo, Matt Schaub. It didn't happen for them overnight. One guy in particular for me, Mike Glennon from North Carolina State. You know, a couple of knocks on him is his delivery, and there's some slack in his delivery, and that's going to have to be tightened up. In addition, you look at the fact that 8% of his balls were drops. So if he gets into the right situation with the right coaching, works on the mechanics where he can tighten it up, become more compact, become more of an accurate thrower, and obviously have better skill players than they had at NC State, I think he has a chance. He can make all the throws. He could drive the ball down the field and make those throws outside the numbers, which are critical at our level.
You're looking about Geno Smith. The one thing to me, when you watch guys work out at the combine, especially the quarterback position, to me, you don't want to downgrade anybody. If you see something that reaffirms something, that's positive, makes you feel good. The thing I saw in the workouts today was the deep ball. I thought that was one of the better things he did on tape, was be accurate and have a touch with the deep ball. And he seems to be a pretty natural deep ball thrower, and it is something to build on. What I'm interested to see is when people go through the interviews, because his presence. You know, I've been told he's kind of a quiet guy. I don't know how that's going
to
sell.
Yeah, I had a chance to see Geno in practice this year, and one of the things that concerns me is he's a very likable guy, a good kid, a smart kid. I just wanted to see him lead more. And that offense down there under Dana didn't necessarily allow a quarterback to lead. And he's going into a league with a bunch of grown men now, and he's going to have to lead that huddle.
And that's why it's so important when we leave here, guys, the teams that really have to go further in Geno Smith, let's get him into the complex, let him spend the day. Let him spend the day with some of what could be his future teammates, get feedback from them as well. Because I agree, leadership is so critical at that position. And make sure all those questions are answered. And that's why the unanswered questions today have to be answered in those complexes in the weeks to come.